in studio. I don't know how this happened or who thought this was going to be a good idea, but we will get through it. Echo Smith, what's up, dudes?
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, left to right, introduce yourselves because the whole audience doesn't know you guys yet, but we will make them learn Echo Smith by the end of this interview. Name and what do you do in the band?
Deal. I'm Sydney and I sing.
I'm Graham. I play drums.
I'm Noah. I play bass.
I'm Jamie. I play guitar and sing.
And collectively, you are Echo Smith. The album's called Talking Dreams. Been out for a couple months right now, but it seems every passing day it just gets more and more out there. And first of all, if I haven't told you yet, congrats on the album.
Thank you. It doesn't suck.
The album coming out did not suck for you guys.
We tried.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I recently saw you guys with Tonight Alive last time you guys were here in New York City, which was a lot of fun. But just congrats on everything. I guess I know since you guys signed last year, it's just been a whirlwind. But why don't you guys kind of just talk about just what it's been like?
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been really busy, which is a great problem to have.
Right.
I'd definitely rather be busy than bored, that's for sure. But yeah, it's been a really crazy ride and really fun. It's really cool because you never know what phone call you'll get every day. It could be, you know, we had our songs featured in Awkward, the show on MTV, and it was not even something that we even knew to hope for, and we just got a call and we're like, oh, that's really awesome. It's just a whole bunch of really cool things that can happen and pop up out of nowhere, which is really exciting about what we do, is that you'd never know it could happen. So we're really excited for the future.
And the cool thing about you guys is the fact that you, the album and just the music in general, and you have to go see them live because I think you really experience Echo Smith when they do see you live. You know, there's only so much an album can do, and I think you enhance it a lot more in your live show. You know, you can bring in a lot of different fans of genres, if you would, you know, because you guys encompass a lot of sounds on the album. You know what I mean? So you can have your Warped Tour crowd, which loves you guys, but then you can have, you know, people like Mumford & Sons or Dave Matthews, you know what I mean? So kind of when you went down and just started writing, I know you guys have been writing for years, literally. What kind of was the goal to get when you did the album?
Yeah, well, for us, we kind of grew up listening to all sorts of music. We loved older music, like the, you know, music that our parents showed us, like The Cure and U2 and Joy Division and bands like that. But then, like, bands like The Strokes and
Bravery,
and then all these other bands that were coming out when we were growing up, and all these bands that we saw as, like, super great musically, and then we, you know, started learning the songs and stuff. And, you know, we wanted to bring an element of that those bands bought a lot into their songs, and we just wanted to make, you know, what was us, and we kind of just went for it and spent a lot of time creating who we are. And for us, you know, there's our songs come in a bunch of different ways. A lot of songs start as like a folk song, just like us acoustically and upright bass and stuff like that, or like banjos and weird instruments like that. And I think for us, like, we don't really make any rules for where a song comes from, and I think that kind of brings into what our song styles sound like.
Right. I mean, I know in the past it's twitter.com/EchoSmith. A lot of people are like, oh, they're so young. And I'm already over that because you guys have been on the show so many times, so I don't really care. But, like, do you feel that you have to do that much better because you have to break that stigma? Or is it just like, well, whatever, if you guys actually, you know, screw it, whatever, like, we'll just do it? Or, like, what?
Right. I mean, there definitely is a bit to prove with what, you know, people expect a certain thing. Yeah. And
you guys are so much older now, though, than that when you guys first started, though, that, like, I'm almost like, it's like, that was, like, three and a half years ago.
Yeah.
You guys have aged that much more since it was supposed to be this, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. Every year, there's such, like, whatever year everyone turns, it's such a huge difference. And we find, actually, a lot of people don't even realize how old we are. They'll hear the songs, and then they'll find out later. And then that's cool, because then, you know, you don't even think about it. But when people do, you know, they hear the age first, and then they hear the music. You know, there definitely is a little bit more to prove, but we just see it as a challenge, and we'll take it and play our music.
I think one of the best things about you guys is the fact that, you know, I interview all sorts of people, and the fact is it's refreshing in this industry because the music industry is crazy to begin with, and you meet all sorts of different types of bands and artists and shady people, but cool people at the same time. Seems there's more shady people than cool people, though, unfortunately. Yeah. But it's refreshing, though, that you guys do put so much effort and, like, perseverance and passion into what you guys do. Like, you can tell that you guys really want to do this. And it's cool from an outsider standpoint because it's like, wow, I actually want to play your songs. I want to get you guys out there. I think, like, you guys deserve all the success that you guys can have and more. And you know what I mean? Like, just from the fact that you guys are out there, you know, meeting kids after the shows, you guys are doing as much as you possibly can, that whole DIY, do-it-yourself ethic, I think Echo Smith really takes that to a next level, to a new level.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've kind of developed our own little, like, it almost feels like an underground, like, punk rock and roll kind of scene, but you know, we're doing our music and stuff, but, like, with how we've done it all, like, we've really grown a really cool connection with the fans and
yeah.
people through our music. It's been really fun to see.
Falling behind. Nothing in this world could ever bring them down. Yeah, they're invincible, and she's just in the background. And she says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids.
I like the fact that you guys are actually here in studio, because every time you guys have done a phoner with me, it's all you guys on the phone at once, which is also a cool thing. It's like, hey, talk on speakerphone. Yeah. So it's great to see your faces while you do it. So.
We're real people.
Who would
we
have
are.
Thought, right?
Yeah. Someone asked me that the other day at a show. Some fan saw me before and almost started crying and was like, you're real. I was like, yeah.
I
have nothing else to say, but thank you,
great.
I guess.
Awesome. Last year you did Vans Warped Tour, which you gone and done it again. For some reason, you thought it'd be a great idea to go back and travel in 100 degree weather
in parking lots,
on parking lot concrete, and festivals. You know, that doesn't always supposed to happen. The fact that they ask a band to come back again, very cool thing. Kevin Lyman's the man. The whole tour rules. Acoustic from the Acoustic Basement stage on. talk about it? Was there any even doubt that you guys wanted to do it when you were asked?
When we were asked, it was funny because we were hoping that we would get asked again because last year was so great and it was such a great experience for us because it was a lot about discovery. Yeah. And this year will be a lot about discovery too. But I think it'll also be building off of our fan base that we have now, which will be really exciting. But when we got the call, we were like, awesome. We're really hoping for that. And that is an example of something that you can hope for,
right.
That you are hopefully expecting. But it was really exciting and it was sort of a no-brainer for us because it went so well last year. And we know what it's like this year and we know what to expect weather-wise and people-wise. Basically everything.
Or you think so far. Well,
I know. You never know what could change.
Especially on Warped Tour of all places. Yeah.
Plenty of random things can happen. Yeah. But we're really excited and it'll be a really good experience. Yeah. I'm really excited to
you guys,
do it again.
You guys better be busing it. Are you busing it this year?
Yes.
Yes,
I'm really excited
That's
for
the,
that.
The worst tour to do unless you're in a bus.
Oh, yeah.
Or even a bandwagon's okay. Yeah. But if you're in a van, did you guys do van last year?
No, we were in an RV.
Okay, yeah.
So that was pretty great.
A van, I would hate. Could you imagine all the sand and everything inside after every show?
I don't know. It would just smell bad.
They'll do it.
Almost every band will do it in not a van, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. Very cool. And so you guys got asked to do it again. This year's lineup is wild. Of course, you'll have our buddies in like the Somerset and In Crowd is on it again. But, Anne Berlin, which is a great band, Saves the Day, Yellow Card, State Champs. Like Less Than Jake, top of my head, Bayside, a lot of bands, something cool for everybody. And, all those, the main Mayday Parade, everybody's doing it. So.
Yeah, I just met the singer of Mayday Parade last week.
Oh, Derek, he's rad. Yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
And it's really exciting to meet people before the tour starts, too, because last year, I don't think we knew anybody.
So we go into the store, Where are we? What's going on?
Right. I thought we wouldn't have any friends, but we did turn out with friends. So,
so you thought?
Yeah, I guess so.
They're my friends.
They all hear us right now. They're like, ha, in their faces. It's really cool to meet people beforehand too, because that makes it exciting. Also,
it was funny. We've been doing some college shows the past couple of days, and on the flight, we met the singer from We the Kings is doing it as well.
Oh, Travis.
We just met him totally random on the airplane.
So random. Yeah. He's like, hey, you guys are Echo Smith, right? And then we met Memphis Mayfire.
Okay.
We met Maddie, which is really cool. I was like, which flight were we on? Because I feel like we've met so many. It's really cool to know.
Lots of different people.
Yeah, we were on with Herschel from The Walking Dead the other day.
Oh, there you go.
Right after she won an Oscar.
I'm flying with you guys next. You guys meet all the celebs.
I know. It's crazy. Obama was on it.
We're on Air Force.
Great. Yeah. Dude, that'd be wild. That's my goal.
Wait, did I not have said that?
I'm over this.
Okay, see ya.
No, you guys roll. Very cool, and you guys do roll. Now, before Warped Tour starts, one-offs here and there, kind of just gearing up, but I know that we also have this is kind of cool because not only are you guys coming in just to shoot the shit, if you would, but it's always lovely just catching up with you guys, but we actually have an acoustic EP coming out.
We do, yeah. It has 5 songs on it, and 4 are ones that were already on our album that came out in October. Right. They're just reworked, and then there's one new song on it called Terminal.
All right, and that comes out
June 10th.
Cool, June 10th. Kind of something gearing up for. Maybe you guys can do some acoustic stuff on Warped Tour. You never know.
Last year we did at least one or two sets every day that were acoustic also.
Yeah.
So you never know what we'll do this year. But yeah, it'll be really exciting to put that out because we'll have physical copies only at Warped Tour.
Okay.
So that'll be a fun little extra.
Also the merch rules. The single out there has really been pushed to radio. So everyone can check that out. Any plans for another music video or the album cycle? I mean, this seems like this album cycle is never ending, but that's what it needs to happen. Sure, you guys have done all the questions you can imagine for this album, but it's a good thing, not a bad thing to have.
Yeah, we're really working this album because we're really proud of it, and we spent a lot of time really making it who we are. Yeah. And I think it's a really great idea to not rush your debut album, especially, or any album, because you might as well take your time because it's what people are hearing of you and your heart. Mm-hmm. So we're really proud of this album and we're happy to push it for however long it needs. And we're having a great time anyways. We're not sick of the songs yet.
We're speaking here with Echo Smith. I want to say the song Come With Me. I love the drums in that. I like I play guitar since I was 6 years old. I like the timing structure. So I really think that's a cool song. And when I go back and listen to your albums, or to your album, or albums, depending, but at least this latest one, each time, you know, I haven't listened to it, say, like, you know, besides playing the songs I have to play or want to play, not have to. Yeah.
I'm forced to.
I do everything I do on my own.
Yeah.
But when I actually sat down and listened to the whole thing again, and I was like, damn. And the one that I'm really into right now is Bright. Oh. And the thing is, like, Bright at first, I was like, you know, but right now, for some reason, it's happening with me. It's happening.
All right. It's happening. Okay.
It's happening with me. And like,
sounds so hip.
You know, so, and at first, like, that, you know, maybe not always my favorite, but like, yeah. So I guess that's a sign of a pretty good album, the fact that you can go back and listen to it and kind of like a different song to it.
But, well, thank you, I think.
I like the musicianship style that you guys are all able to do.
So. Trying.
Party on. Anything else you want to say to everybody out there? Appreciate you guys coming in.
Not too bad of a view.
Not too bad. New York City, baby.
New York City is awesome. We love being here. Yeah, I mean, just look out for our acoustic EP, and we'll be touring the rest of this year and probably next year. Yeah. International, too. So we're staying busy.
Make sure you see us on Warped Tour. We have a lot of fun things planned. We'll be
what should people bring you besides like Yankee candles?
Not candy. Please don't bring us candy. I have so much candy, and I can't eat it anymore. And we're all trying to eat healthy because it's just a better idea sometimes.
Coconut milk.
Now you're just gonna be getting cases of coconut.
Little cans of coconut milk.
Yeah, you're gonna regret saying that. I'm joking.
Yankee candles to make the bus smell.
I love candles, actually. I would love a candle. I like vanilla scents and like cake smells.
Pumpkin spice.
Things that smell like real things that you could eat, but you're not eating it. So it's almost just as good.
S'mores.
Cool.
Ooh.
Great. You've ruined it with that. Yeah.
Let's just smell it.
You can't talk anymore. S'mores. Come on now. Awesome. You guys do roll. Proud about everything. The album's called Talking Dreams. Thanks for coming in. Great. Re-meeting you guys or whatever it is. My boy Matt Vogel says hello. I know he's at Adobe now, and a lot of fun with him.
That's nice.
And so let's keep on keeping on. And they're all called Echo Smith. And hell yeah, let's make this summer awesome.
Party on, Wayne.
You don't know.
Party
you don't
on,
know,
Garth.
Now you know. It's the gun show.